being dead yet speak, amen. But Brother Pride, he said it, we need some others that would step up and be missionaries, amen, that would serve the Lord in the distant lands. And I appreciate Brother Casillas. And you know, Pastor took us over to Cabela's over on the highway, and he bought us all windbreakers. And Brother Casillas, those of you that were around him, he was always real jovial, and we were laughing and having a good time. And him and Brother Haynes together, that was a great group of missionaries. And we just had a lot of fun. We had no idea that he would go back to Mexico and be murdered. But you know what? That happened, amen, and God's in control of everything. But I'm telling you, God's still going to use Brother Casillas through his shoes as we travel around and use him in missions conferences, amen. So I'm just going to set him here. Thank you, Pastor. I'm just going to set him here and let you kind of look at him. And what a blessing. Tonight, y'all are not going to believe this. Tonight, we have an unbelievable, I mean, this is unbelievable. I had to call Pastor last night at almost 10 o'clock to get the approval. Last time I preached here, there was a pastor that pastors in Cedar Hill, Texas, and Brother Matt Wilkerson. Brother Matt, go ahead and take your Bibles, turn it to John chapter 15 very quickly. John chapter 15. And anyway, Pastor Matt Wilkerson pastors in Cedar Hill. I think it's Galilean Baptist Church in Cedar Hill. And he followed me out to my car and said, Brother Weedo, I'd like you to come to our church and preach a missions conference and help us with our missions program. And we got together and got a date and all that. Well, I didn't know, but one of the missionaries that he invited to his conference was a missionary that we've supported for over 20 years. And she's, Brother Pridey, she's one of my favorite missionaries. She might be my favorite. You're probably top five, but she's one of my favorite missionaries. Are y'all listening to me? Like, number one. I mean, this lady is awesome, okay? It's a lady missionary, and tonight she's going to be here. Now, she's a missionary to the deaf. She's a missionary to the deaf, and she's bringing her deaf dog. She has a deaf dog. I would not have believed this if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. And you're going to see tonight, this dog is going to preach you a sermon tonight. Say, so, wow, I've never, yeah, I know, I wouldn't believe it either. We don't have a dog and pony show, but we do have a deaf dog coming tonight to Heritage. Heritage Baptist Church, come back tonight and see Bendy. Bendy is a male Dalmatian, and he knows 109 signs. That dog is very smart, okay? And so anyway, Miss Debbie's going to bring a little lesson tonight as a part of my time. When I get up to preach, she's going to come forward, and I'll tell you more about her. But God used Miss Debbie DeRay to start 13 deaf churches in Mexico. I'm telling you, she is a great missionary because I have no idea how many hundreds and hundreds of deaf people have come to Christ because of Miss Debbie DeRay's commitment. So you come back tonight, we're going to eat. How many of y'all in on that? Amen. Raise your hand right there. You eat and meet, and yeah, amen, it's going to be good. And international dinner and all that. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight to see the gym and all the decorations. And we're really making history tonight, okay? We're making history today with a bus. That's a fruit tree being planted in Smackover, Arkansas today. We have boys and girls that are signed up in Smackover today that will be riding the bus for the very first time. They just finished that bus last night. And so that fruit tree is being planted today. And y'all pray that maybe a little boy or a little girl would ride that bus today and get saved. Amen. Isn't that good? And tonight we've got a deaf dog coming, and we've got Brother Casillas' shoes. We're getting off to a great start, aren't we? This is awesome, amen. And probably each service I'll bring a pair of shoes, of missionary shoes. And by the way, Miss Debbie DeRay, after I saw her dog do her trick, all this stuff that he's going to do tonight, teach this lesson to us, she gave me the shoes off of her feet. Miss Debbie DeRay did. She gave me her shoes. They were 9 years. I have them in my car. A 9-year-old pair of SASs. And she's got her new SASs she'll be wearing tonight. And I have a missionary shoes 9 years old that she's gone all over telling deaf people about Jesus. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. All right. Take your Bibles now. Turn to John chapter number 15. And I'm going to preach fast. I was born in San Antonio, Texas at the Santa Rosa Hospital. And my wife was born in Harris Hospital, downtown Fort Worth. So we're Texans and we love y'all and we're honored to be here. I've been pastoring now the Bible Baptist Church in El Dorado, Arkansas. The first Sunday in February will be 25 years. And so we'll celebrate our 25th anniversary. And God has been so, so good to us. And I'm excited about being here this week. I hope you'll come every night and bring your boys and girls. And it's going to be awesome. And get their passport signed and all of that. And my wife, Deanna, here's a picture of her again. My wife is across the town. She's over in Rendon. Her mom and dad live in Rendon over off of 1187 there. kind of toward Burleson that way, and the other side of Everman there. Anyway, they live in Rendon, and her dad is in real bad shape, and so she's spending some time this week with her mom and dad, and we had supper with them last night and all of that. So it's all good, and we're excited about being here this week with you. The Bible says in John chapter 15, and let's stand together. Could we just stand for a minute, just let you stretch? And I'm not going to preach any longer, but I saw a preacher do that one time. It looked pretty good. So anyway, I'll let you just stretch one more time. John chapter 15, verse number 1, the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Okay? So today, Heritage Baptist Church, because of a bus route that's being started today in Smackover, Arkansas, you're bearing more fruit today, okay? More fruit, okay? We're taking on two more new missionaries this week. That's more fruit, the people that they reach. We've taken on 11 foreign missionaries already this year. That's more fruit, okay? More fruit, more fruit, more fruit. That is what God is all about, okay? And I'm glad that I'm plugged into God. I'm glad that I'm one of God's children. I'm glad that you're one of God's children, okay? And God wants us to bring forth more fruit. Now, you're clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. You know, the Word of God as a cleansing agent, and coming and hearing the Word of God, man, it cleanses your mind and your heart, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. Look at this, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Are y'all listening to me? We've got to abide in Him. He's where we get our strength from. He's where we get our sustenance from. He's where we get the desire to want to see more people saved and to be fruit-bearing Christians, okay? Verse 5, I am the vine. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. Look at this now. The same bringeth forth much fruit, okay? Much fruit. So we're going from more fruit to much fruit, okay? I mean, God wants us to be very fruitful. Amen. Nod your head right there. He wants us to be very fruitful, okay? It says, for without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Let's bow our heads, we'll pray. Father, we thank you now for the Word of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for Brother Leslie Pride. He's, Lord, 31 years of serving you, Lord, in the land of Honduras. Lord, thank you for his dear wife. I pray you bless them this week. Bless all of our missionary families. Lord, thank you for the bus, Lord, there that's going to start this afternoon, Lord, running that route, Lord, in Smackover, Arkansas. And God, we thank you for every soul that will be saved, Lord, through that bus, Lord. And God, it was just a miracle how you've worked it all out, Lord. And we give you glory for that, Lord. And I know you've done all that, Lord, because you love souls just like we love souls. And Lord, you're the one that puts that love and that desire in our hearts. Now, speak through our hearts in the next few moments. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Wow, what a blessing. I want to encourage you, Deanna and I, we give our faith promise, we give our tithes. The tithe is the Lord. Say that with me. The tithe is the Lord. Say it again. The tithe is the Lord's, okay? You want God's blessing on your life, you've got to be obedient to God. And I want to say thank you to Heritage Baptist Church for your faithfulness. I know Dr. J.C. House and others come and preach and teach on stewardship and Sunday school lessons and all of that. And man, thank God, amen. We need to be reminded of that, okay? Everything we have, God has given us, okay? And will a man rob God? Man, I don't want to be a God robber, okay? And man, I appreciate Dr. House. I appreciate the church here. I appreciate your faithfulness in giving your tithes and the new building. And man, God is awesome, isn't He? And it's unbelievable what God has done here in this place. And I don't want to encourage you to give a little more in the area of missions, okay? I love missionaries and I love missions. And I thank God, and we're here this week to encourage you and challenge you and all of that to do a little more in the area of missions. And we can do it, y'all. We can do it. And God will give to you what He will not give through you, okay? And what a blessing it is. Talking about being fruitful, Deanna and I, my wife, we met at our Christian school years ago, and her grandpa was a preacher in Mansfield, Texas, and my dad was a pastor, and we had a Christian school, and she came over to our Christian school, and I thought she was real pretty, and she was, and is, and all of that. But anyway, we got married in the process of time, and look here, we've multiplied and replenished the earth. We now have 12 grandchildren. Wow, 12. And man, they love Pawpaw and they love Momo, and it's awesome, okay? And, that's the natural thing, isn't it? Children reproduce, everything reproduces after its kind according to the Scriptures. And last Sunday morning in our Sunday school hour, we had an evangelist there that sings and plays the piano. He was going to be doing some singing during the Sunday school hour, and so everybody was kind of in there. And my little two-year-old grandson, well, he's 3 years old now, three-year-old grandson, he had his hand up. We were taking prayer requests. And he's sitting over on my left on the third row. His name's Cooper. We call him Cuckoo. And Cuckoo's there, Cooper's there, and he's got his hand up, and I'm talking, I'm taking everybody else's prayer requests, and he's just standing there. He's standing up, got his hand up. So I said, Cooper, you have a prayer request? And he said this, me daddy spanked me 2 times. Everybody started laughing like, wow, he's confessing confessing here. And I said, I don't know if he's praying for his dad or if he's praying for him to be a good boy. Amen. But I'll tell you, these little grandbabies are precious, aren't they? They can come up with some stuff, and you better be careful. They'll tell off on you. Amen. And but we love them. Amen. We love them. Let me give you a little outline here very quickly. And again, I want Christ. I want to be a fruitful Christian. And I want you to be a fruitful Christian. Take your Bibles very quickly and turn back to Luke chapter 13. Very quickly, Luke chapter 13. Hold on to John there. I'm going to come right back there. But Luke chapter 13, let me just read you these three verses here. Luke chapter number 13 and in verse number 6. And it says, he spake also, Luke 13, 6, spake also this parable. A parable is an earthly story that conveys a heavenly meaning. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. He sought fruit thereon, but he found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? Well, it's just taking up space, it's not bearing fruit. And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, watch this now, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Dig about it and dung it. Y'all know what dung is? Dung. If I say cow dung, that's cow manure. If I say donkey dung, that's donkey manure. If I say horse dung, that's horse manure. Okay? So he said, wait, before we cut the tree down, let me dig about it. Let me dig about it and let me dung it. Let me fertilize it. Are y'all with me? Nod your head right there. I have a message that I preach called dig it and dung it. Say that with me. Dig it and dung it. Say it again. Dig it and dung it, okay? Well, that's what a missions conference is all about, because sometimes, Brother Wiggins said it in Sunday school, sometimes we can get tunnel vision. Sometimes we can it's all about our own little world, and we forget that there are little boys and girls in Honduras, and there are little boys and girls in Mexico and other parts of the world that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are little boys and girls in smack over Arkansas that don't have a ride to church that will be picked up on a blue and white bus and brought in and told about. Are y'all listening to me? And I'm just saying that that's why we need to hear the missionary stories. That's why we need to see the deaf dog do his thing tonight, okay? Because there are deaf people who can't hear. And thank God for people who learn the different languages of different nationalities. The deaf language in English is not the same as Spanish. I did not know that, and neither did the missionary when she was a missionary to Mexico. She learned the Mexican sign language. And I appreciate people who go to great lengths, and I appreciate a God in heaven who loves us, amen, and cares about the whole world. But yet sometimes our hearts get hardened, and sometimes our hearts get crusted over. And so a missions conference is a time where we kind of break up that fallow ground. It's a time where we kind of, let God kind of dig up around our hearts and dung it a little bit, put some fertilizer on it. Why? So we can be more fruitful. Amen? It's a blessing. And I want you to be more fruitful as a child of God. And I want to be more fruitful as a child of God. I was asked by a missionary, Missionary Kevin Wynn to Mexico City. He has a great ministry over there. He's a real famous missionary. He's one of the largest ministries in the world of our kind. And so I was preaching with him out in El Cajon, California, and Pastor, he asked me, he said, Pastor Wido, do you travel? I said, well, I travel some. I said, what do you got? He said, well, I'd like to come over to Mexico City and to teach in our Bible college. And so I knew, man, he's a heat-seeking missile. His family, they're all great soul winners. And so I knew, wow, I need to step it up in the area of soul winning, And again, this was last year, earlier in the year. And so, I just started kind of trying to go after it a little bit more, knowing that I was going to be teaching in his Bible college, 200-something students, and I was going to be preaching at his church. And it just kind of, iron sharpeneth iron, and it kind of put a little pressure on me to kind of assert a little bit more. Sometimes it's not that we don't know how to fish. Sometimes we're just not fishing. And he saith unto them, follow me. And Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. And that burden comes as we walk with God. That the outflow of our walk with God is that burden to want to see souls saved. So, man, I tell you, I got to lead a man to the Lord, and it was an unbelievable story. I don't have time to tell it all, but he was on oxygen. He was on oxygen, and they were fixing to put something in his heart. They were fixing to put him on the ventilator. And he was on oxygen, but they were going to put that tube down his throat. And he told me, he said, Pastor, I took him through the whole plan of salvation. And I said, do you have any questions? And he looked at me and he said, I just need to be saved. And he prayed the sinner's prayer through that oxygen mask. And his wife was on the other side of the bed. And it was awesome. Are y'all listening to me? He never got out of the hospital. He was going to come to church when he got out of the hospital. 59 years old. He never got out of the hospital. He died. He went from El Dorado to UAMS in Little Rock, Arkansas. Infection specialist. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. You know, he had pneumonia in both lungs. But, I mean, he had issues, health issues. But he went to heaven. Amen. And I'm glad he got saved. Amen. I'm glad he got saved. Listen to me. I had the privilege of leading a 35-year-old man named Marty Bounds. And Marty used to be an addict and give himself shots and all that stuff, and a dope addict and lots of addictions and problems and all that. And Marty, 35 years old, Marty gave his heart to Jesus Christ, and Marty's now praying publicly at our church, and Marty has changed. He's desiring God and reading his Bible and praying. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of Marty's passing out tracts, and it's unbelievable to know how Marty was and to see what God has done in Marty's life. Are y'all listening to me? One of our ladies, Miss Pat Prothro at church, she came and we talked one night. She said, Pastor, I've been having doubts about my salvation, and I'm not leaving the church until I got it settled, and I got to lead Miss Pat to the Lord. Are y'all listening to me? Now, all this was leading up to me going to Mexico City. On August the 9th, not of this year, but of the year before, a little over a year ago, on August the 2nd, one of our men named Bobby Chandler had gotten burned real bad, had an explosion out at his deer camp. And he went back into the deer little cabin there to get his dog. His dog's name was Buck. Buck got the little black things on Buck's paws, the little things on the bottom of their feet got burned off. His little nose got burned off. I mean, Buck was in the hospital for 7 weeks. When I went to Children's Hospital, Brother Bobby's head was out so far I couldn't even recognize Brother Bobby Chandler because he'd been burned so bad. Over 51% of his body had third-degree burns, and I mean, he was in bad shape. And over time, you know, he started getting better. And then he went from there to a rehab in Ruston where they were working with him and all of that. But God, I mean, through that explosion, I mean, Brother Bobby, he was kind of an outlaw and kind of rough. But Brother Bobby got plugged in, brother. He did. I'm telling you, it changed his life. And his son Charles started coming to church. And grandkids started coming. Well, on August the 2nd of last year, his little granddaughter named Chancey. Chancey was 9 years old. And after church, you know, he was standing in the back. People were coming by. Families were walking by. We were shaking hands. And little Chancey kind of gave me a little half hug. And she said, Brother Weedo, I need to be saved. She kind of gave me a little half hug and said, Brother Weedo, I need to be saved. And I said, I was looking around for a lady and didn't see a lady right there. So I said, Chancey, hang on just a minute. And I took Chancey into a little room there after people went by her mother was there. And I led Chancey to the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, she was just ready. She was just like a ripe piece of fruit. She was ready to be saved. The next Sunday, the very next Sunday on August the 9th, Chancey brought another little girl with her, a little 9-year-old girl named Reagan. Reagan Dalton. And little Reagan, that Sunday, they waited till after Brother Charles Chancey's dad said, Brother Weedo, Reagan wants to be saved today. And I was kind of a little bit in my mind, a little bit skeptical. I wanted to make sure that Reagan wasn't just doing it because Chancey did. You know how we are. And so, I took him in the little room, and we sat down around the table, and I opened the Scriptures and took her through the plan of salvation, and Reagan was her own little person. She was ready to be saved. It was awesome. Chancey brought her friend Reagan to Jesus Christ. They got baptized together, two little 9-year-old girls, on August the 23rd, I believe it was, August the 23rd, those two little girls got baptized together. About the end of September, I brought those two little girls up in a church service and I told the story how that Chancey had brought her friend Reagan to Jesus, and it was awesome. What a blessing it was that she would bring her friend to Jesus. We had no idea what was going to happen. We had no idea what was fixing to happen. On October the 30th, it was 2015, Reagan Leah Dalton, the little girl that Chancey brought to Jesus. Guess where she lives at? Smack over Arkansas. They had a house fire, preacher, and the neighbor ran in and got her three little brothers out. She's a big sister, got her three little brothers out of the house, a trailer house. It was an older trailer house. It was on fire, and got three little brothers out, but did not know that Reagan was asleep on the top bunk. And when they got outside and realized that Reagan was still in the house, the house was too far gone to get in and get Reagan, and Reagan went home to be with Jesus. Hey, listen to me. The first Sunday in February will be 25 years that I've been to pastoring there. We started the church in our home with 14 people. And I'm telling you, if Reagan Leah Dalton was the only little girl that we ever reached, it'd be worth me staying there a lifetime. I'm so glad that Reagan knew Jesus as her Savior. Are y'all listening to me? Reagan's mom was in prison. And I remember we had the funeral at the church, Pastor. We had the funeral at the church. And her mother got there late. We were fixing to start the service. And the casket couldn't be open because the body was burned and all that. And so everything's there, flowers and pictures and all of that. And in comes the mom with her little entourage, and they come in. And the dad, who has a girlfriend, you know, he's over here. And, man, she comes around. It's the first time they've seen each other, the mom and dad. And so they're hugging. Everybody's crying. Chancey, the little girl that brought her friend to Jesus, she had something she wanted to read. And, you know, a little letter that she'd wrote as a little 9-year-old girl about her best friend. And so she comes down and had a little friend with her. And so these two little girls are standing there by my side. And Chancey reads this little letter she wrote about her best friend, Reagan. And I just took everybody through the plan of salvation just like I did those two little girls. And you know what? My wife was sitting in the back, Pastor, and like 20-something of her little classmates, little fourth graders from Smackover, received Jesus Christ as their Savior that day. Are y'all listening to me? And I'm still telling her story, and she being dead yet speaketh. Are y'all listening to me? Hey, he being dead yet speaketh. My Father's way may twist and turn, my heart may throb and ache, but in my soul I'm glad I know he maketh no mistake. God allowed it to happen for a reason. God allowed it to happen for a purpose. Hey, listen, I'm glad that we're actively seeking to reach the boys and girls and people in our community. We may not reach them all, but we made a difference for that one right there. If I were to read you a little bit about her, her obituary, Reagan Leah Dalton, age 9 of Smackover, Arkansas, went to her heavenly home on October 30, 2015. She was born, so it would have been in 15. She was born on May 17, 2006 in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, to Brandon Dalton and Kobe Stanfield. Reagan was a fourth grade student, Smackover Elementary School. She was a member of Bible Baptist Church. Reagan loved playing outdoors, fishing, swimming, and spending time with family. She loved playing with her friends, dancing, listening to music, teasing her brothers, and had a soft spot for stray dogs. She was very adventurous and was loved by all that knew her. We will always remember her infectious smile and her loving and caring personality. Hey, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. You know, when we get to heaven, listen, it ain't going to matter, you know, my house, my car, you know, my whatever. It's not going to matter all the stuff that we accumulate down here, because all it is stuff. Those things that we accumulate down here, those are temporal things. Those are things that are temporary. But the things that we do for God, Brother Leslie, come up here for just a minute. Every soul that's been reached through our faithful missionary for 31 years, amen? Hey, listen, this is a hero right here. Amen, this is a hero. You ought to be thankful, hey, that he's represented your church now all these years over in Honduras, and every soul that's been saved in Honduras because of a faithful man of God, a faithful missionary. Hey, listen, that's fruit that abounds to your account. I've been involved in a lot of stuff down here. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, business stuff and all, you know, there's all kinds of investments and all that. But hey, why not consider doing something that the moths can't, you know, the thieves can't break through and steal, and the moth can't eat? Hey, when you give to missions, I'm telling you, listen to me, you're laying up treasures in heaven. It's way bigger than you, and it's something the devil can't take away from you. And when I get to heaven, I know there are going to be little Honduran boys and girls that come up and say, thank you, Brother Wido, for leading your church, Bible Baptist Church, in El Dorado, Arkansas, to support Leslie and Alba Pride, because souls have been saved. And I can see all the Hondurans that have been saved, and I've never even been to Honduras. Amen. I've never even been over there yet. I love those people, and I'm glad they're getting saved, and I'm glad that I could have a part in putting beans or rice, or what do y'all eat over there?
Beans and rice and tortillas.
Beans and rice and tortillas on his table. Amen. And you can look at me and tell I haven't gone hungry. God's taken care of me. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Hey, listen, I give to missions every week, and yet God still fed me, and he's taken care of me, and God's going to take care of you. And listen, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give. God blesses you. You do right by God, and God will bless you for it. Now, I thank God. Man, I thank God for Brother Pridey. I thank God every Wednesday night, our church, we call out their name. Every Wednesday night, we call out their name before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Hey, listen, this goes way beyond me. And you know what? When we as little boys, let's get down on our knees. When we was just little boys, we went to church together in Arlington, Texas.
That's right.
And our moms and dads, his mom and dad, and my mom and dad were in Bible college together back in the late 60s and early 70s. And we was just little boys, little redheaded boys. We were just little boys. I was born in 1960. What year were you born in?
62.
He's the same age as my wife. I was a little bigger than him then, and I'm a little bigger than him now. How many of y'all have ever heard dynamite comes in small packages? Yeah, amen. You know what he did when he was a little boy? He was a door runner for my dad's bus route. He worked on the bus route with my dad. And he would run and knock on the doors and get the boys and girls to come. His brother Leslie did that when he was a little boy. And he's still running the doors today and reaching people for Jesus. Wonder what his reward is going to be like when we get to heaven. We're not perfect. We're just sinners saved by grace. But hey, we got plugged in with God.
Amen.
We got plugged in with God. Amen. And God's been good to us. And to God be the glory. Great things He hath done.
Amen.
Man, I've learned a lot of stuff when I was a little boy. Sure did. I've quoted all my stuff to you here before, but I'll tell you, it's a blessing. I learned the books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. I know the New Testament too. I learned a lot. We did. When we were little, a lot of memory verses and things that we learned. Because the big people took an interest in us when we was little. And they loved us and taught us the Word of God. And we grew up one day and we filled a missionary's shoes or we filled a pastor's shoes. And the work of God has continued to go on. And we need some others that would step up today and fill our shoes. Amen. If the Lord tarries, He's coming. Amen. Thank you, Brother Leslie. It's a blessing, isn't it? We're out of time. What about your life today? Are you a fruit-bearing Christian? Are you plugged in? I'm asking you. Are you plugged in? Are you real? Do you have to put your little church face on Sundays? Or do you read your Bible? Do you pray? Do you have a walk with God? Good. Man, I want what I have to be real. Amen. I mean, I'll tell you, I want to walk with Jesus. I want the power of God on my life. Are y'all listening to me? I believe souls hang in the balance, and I just want to thank you for being here today. We love you, and I thank those of you that tithe, and I thank those of you that give to missions. And we're going to have a time this week, because we're going to drop the plow, and we're going to break up the fallow ground. I'm going to preach a couple messages this week, if the Lord lets me, on the cross and on the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to say this to you, He died for you. He died for you. He shed His precious blood for you. And I want you to come back tonight and see this deaf dog. It's going to be good, y'all. We're going to feed you good. You're going to be fed up when you leave here tonight. You're going to be a full gospel tonight, amen. I'm going to be a full gospel preacher after we get through eating tonight, amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Thank you for listening. I'm going to give you my outline. We'll give it to you another time. It's all right. It's all good, isn't it? How many of you would say, preacher, would you pray for me? I do. I not only want more fruit. I want much fruit in my life. I want to tap into what you're talking about. Preacher, I know I can do more. I know I could pass out more tracts. I know I could be a better witness for the Lord. Preacher, I know I can. I know I could do more for missions. I know I can. Would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up? God speaking to your heart. Hey, listen, it might be your little granddaughter, your little grandson, somebody. How many of you got somebody like that you love a lot? You say, Preacher, would you pray for my family? Somebody you love a lot, and you're just not sure where they're at with the Lord. A friend or somebody you love a lot. Slip your hand up right there. I want to pray for them, okay? God bless you. Their hands all over. Hands all over. Man, I'm praying. I'm not here just to take up time or to bore you or whatever. Man, I'm here that God would move on our hearts and God would challenge us afresh and anew in the area of reaching the world, that we could be bring forth more fruit, and then we could bring forth much fruit. Much fruit. I wonder how many this morning you're here and say, Pastor Weedle, I've never been saved the Bible way. I've never been saved. If I died today, I am not sure that I would go to heaven. I'm lost, Pastor Weedle. I've never been saved. Is there anybody here like that? You slip your hand up, Pastor Weedle. I'm lost. I've never been saved the Bible way. I do not want to die and go to hell. Is there someone here? Just slip your hand up. We're not embarrassed or anything like that. Just slip your hand up and you take it right back down. Anyone here like that this morning? Just slip your hand up and take it right back down. Anyone anywhere? All right. How many of you have just a special need this morning? Something you're going through, a trial or test or something you're going through. You say, Pastor, would you pray for us? We're kind of going through something right now. We just need some prayer. Would you slip your hand up right there? God bless you. There's hands all over. I appreciate that. Let's pray. Father, we love you now. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. And Lord, I'm glad that you're the vine, Lord, and we're the branches. And Lord, we understand that, Lord, if we get detached from you, Lord, that God, we'll dry up, we'll shrivel up, we'll die on the vine. Lord, help us to be fruitful, Lord, that we could bring forth more fruit. And then, Lord, much fruit, because we're abiding in you. And Lord, you give us that heart for souls, that desire, that burden to see lost people saved. And Lord, I'm so thankful for boys and girls and young people, Lord, being saved. And Lord, for lives being changed, Lord, not only in Honduras, but Lord, even today in smack over Arkansas. And Lord, around the world and right here in Haslett. And Lord, this area. And God, give us souls for our labor. And Lord, put a burden on our heart this week during this missions conference. And Lord, help us individually and then help us collectively as we pray and seek your will concerning our faith promise missions giving. Lord, help us all to have a part, as Pastor mentioned. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.